say please. Can the power of our words and attitudes be stressed enough? Do you think before you speak, while you are speaking, or after you have spoken your mind? Perhaps you have chosen not to think at all. I'm trying to teach my grandson the importance of being kind and polite while choosing his words. While reluctantly doing his homework, he became more and more angry about it. In a demanding voice, he asked, "Can I go live with my dad?" So his dad and I decided to give him a trial period. That wasn't what he really wanted at the time, but he got what he asked for. In 2 Kings chapter 1, Ahaziah fell out of his upper room through a lattice window and laid on the ground too injured to get up. He sent messengers to consult Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies, to ask if he would recover. But Father sent Elijah to intercept them. When the messengers returned with their report, the king sent a commander with 50 men to bring Elijah back to him. "Man of God, the king says to come down." Elijah answered, "If I am in fact a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and burn you up along with your 50 men." And so it did. The king sent a second commander with 50 men. "Man of God, the king says, come down immediately." Elijah gave the same answer, and they too were burned up. Next came team 3. When the third commander approached Elijah, he fell on his knees before him. "Man of God, please have some regard for my life and the lives of these 50 servants of yours. I know that fire came down from heaven and burned up the two other commanders with their 50 men, but now have some regard for my life." An angel of the Lord told Elijah, "Go down with him. Don't be afraid of him." Imagine the spirit of fear that must have run through the third group as they followed their king's command, knowing that the last 102 men had lost their lives. But the commander approached Elijah humbly, on his knees, asking, please. Our words and attitudes will make a world of difference. A demanding attitude may singe your britches, but a humble attitude, combined with a please, may save your life one day. What commander will you march with today?